Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty. He wraps himself in light as with a garment. He stretches out the heavens like a tent and lays the beams of his upper chambers on their waters. He makes the clouds his chariot and rides on the wings of the wind. He makes winds his messengers, flames of fire his servants. He set the earth on its foundations. It can never be moved. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. But at your rebuke the waters fled. At the sound of your thunder they took to flight. They flowed over the mountains, they went down into the valleys, to the place you assigned for them. You set a boundary they cannot cross. Never again will they cover the earth. He makes springs pour water into the ravines. It flows between the mountains. They give water to all the beasts of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the air nest by the waters. They sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied by the fruit of his work. He makes grass grow for the cattle, and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth, wine that gladdens the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread that sustains his heart.
God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. This garden was not just a place, it was the embodiment of God's perfect creation, the crown jewel of Earth's emergent beauty. The landscape of Eden was a masterpiece of juxtaposition. Verdant meadows sprawled out like vast green oceans, punctuated by gentle hills, rolling softly towards the horizon. Each blade of grass seemed to have been painted individually, shimmering with morning dew, that reflected the nascent sunlight, in a dance of iridescent colors. Forests stood tall, their canopies woven tight, with branches of silver, gold, and every imaginable shade of green. These majestic sentinels, with their bark as smooth as polished marble, or as gnarled as the hands of sages, were home to birds that sang songs of joy, from dawn to dusk. Their melodies, harmonized with the soft murmurs of leaves, rustling in the gentle breezes, creating an orchestra of natural praise. Rivers flowed with crystalline waters, pure and sparkling, meandering gracefully through the garden. They sprang from a singular source, branching out like the fingers of a nurturing hand, nourishing every corner of this paradise. The waters teemed with fish of brilliant hues, their scales reflecting colors that rivaled the most magnificent gemstones. The flora was a spectacle in its own right. Trees laden with fruits, each promising a burst of flavors, from the sweetest nectars to the most invigorating tangs, stood beside flowers that bloomed in perpetual splendor. Their petals boasted palettes of colors that artists could only dream of capturing, exuding fragrances that were intoxicatingly sweet, reminiscent of heady perfumes and fresh rain. Wildlife roamed freely, living in perfect harmony. Creatures, both great and small, walked the land. From the graceful gazelles that pranced in the meadows, to the mighty lions, whose roars were not of dominance, but of a deep, resonating peace. There was no fear, no predation, only coexistence. At the heart of Eden stood the Tree of Life, its roots delving deep into the very core of the earth, its branches reaching out like outstretched arms, beckoning all to seek shelter and sustenance. Nearby, the Tree of Knowledge stood as a testament to God's covenant, its fruits a symbol of choices yet to come. The atmosphere in Eden was perpetually invigorating, imbued with a soft golden light that seemed to emanate from the very soul of the garden. The air was neither too warm, nor too cold, always carrying the gentle scent of blooming flowers, ripe fruits, and the subtle, salty hint of distant oceans. But Eden was more than its physical beauty. It was a sanctuary where the spiritual bond between humanity and God was at its pinnacle. Every stone, every droplet of water, every whisper of the wind seemed to resonate with an ethereal energy, echoing the divine connection that Adam and Eve shared with their Creator.
The Mighty One, God the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes. He does not keep silence. Before Him is a devouring fire, around Him a mighty tempest. He calls to the heavens above and to the earth that He may judge His people.
Gather to me, my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
The heavens declare His righteousness, for God Himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, and perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
Reaches of heaven, starry eyes, lights of the evening, dancing in silent skies, brilliance of morning, breaking day. Oh, let them praise Him. Praise His name. Oh, praise His name. Oh, praise His name. Let all His wondrous works declare His praise.
The moon marks off the seasons, and the sun knows when to go down. You bring darkness, it becomes night, and all the beasts of the forest prowl. The lions roar for their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises, and they steal away. They return and lie down in their dens. Then man goes out to his work, to his labor until evening. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and the Leviathan which you form to frolic there. These all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things.
Echoes of Eden resonate even in today's fragmented world, revealing glimpses of untainted beauty and harmony reminiscent of that primordial paradise. Amidst the buzzing tumult of contemporary life, pockets of unspoiled wilderness persist, where nature burgeons in splendid isolation, free from human interference. These sanctuaries, be they lush forests, tranquil meadows, or serene beaches, mirror the aesthetic and spiritual richness of Eden, serving as tangible reminders of the divine design and the original state of the world before humanity's fall. These realms offer solace and refuge to the weary soul, inviting contemplation of a higher order and a more profound connection to the divine, whispering the timeless secrets of life, harmony, and intrinsic goodness, reminiscent of the pristine grace of the Garden of Eden.